last week we learned in Matovu, V'ani Ashtach Ve'Echro Ve'Evrcho L'Fnei Hashem Oisi. We learned that there's two aspects to the idea of Ashtach Avoya, bowing down, and Ta'akadosh Baruch Hu. The first is that when a person, it's a high madrega, when a person reaches the level of Yiras HaRoimimus, that how Hashem is so great and he's so nothing compared to Hashem, that he automatically falls down in front of Hashem. That's the first aspect. And the second aspect is an idea which brought down in Svarim, that it's Mamshech, the Hashpa draws down the Hashpa from Shemaim down to Aretz. And based on the Balatanya, we explained perhaps that it's bowing down the Rosh, which is Keneged, the Shemaim, the Olam Katan, and the person, the Shemaim is the Rosh. The Rosh is Shemaim, and the Guf is Aretz. When he brings his Rosh towards this Guf, that triggers Ke'ilu Hamshacha, Hashpa, down from Shemaim to Aretz. And we explained that both of these aspects are both caused when a person realizes when he's Lefnei Hashem Oisi. Oisi, the Mefarshim say, is a lashon of that Hashem elevates us and makes us great. Lashon Haramo Gdula. When a person realizes how great he is, the greater a person is, the more level of Yiras HaRoimimus a person has. And when a person realizes Lefnei Hashem Oisi, when a person, that's like it says, Nas Adam B'Tzalmeinu, that's what gives us the kayach to actually bring down the Shefa from Shemayim through our actions. And we said that in practically, this could be put into our davening, and when we say Baruch, when we bend when we bend down, that's parallel to the Hishtach Avoya, realizing that Hashem is everything when we say Baruch. And then that leads us to the next step, to Atta. When we say Atta, we bring down the Shefa from Shemayim. Bezos Hashem, this week we're going to be continuing on to the next Pasuk, the final Pasuk of Matovu. And that is Pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Samach Tes. V'ani svilasi l'cha Hashem eis ratzayn, elikim b'rov chazdecha aneini b'emes yishecha. So Bezos Hashem, this week we'd like to focus on the first part of the Pasuk, the words V'ani Svilasi l'cha Hashem eis ratzein. So, what do the words mean? Va'ani and I, svilasi, my prayer, l'cha, to you, Hashem, l'cha Hashem. And the Targum over here says, what does it mean, l'cha Hashem, to you? Of course it's to Hashem. So the Targum says, kadomach, l'cha Hashem means in front of Hashem. That I'm standing in front of Hashem. Eis ratzein, a time of favorable time. So if you think about the pasuk a little bit, the words, it's a little interesting. Vani svilasi, and me, my tefillah. It's a little bit, it should say, vani aspalel, and I daven. What does it mean, vani svilasi? So I'd like to share two mahalchim. The Estad Reitzah tefillah springs from it. The Pirish in tefillah, he explains like this, that if you look in the Yerushalmi is in Makkos Perek Beis, Yerushalmi says like this. Itim heim l'tfilah. There are times for tefillah. Omer David l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech says in front of Hashem, Ribayin ha'ilamim, the Eibishter, b'shah sh'ani mispalel l'fanecha, the time that I daven in front of you, tehei eis ratzen, it should be at a time of ratzen. Dichsiv, where do we know David HaMelech said this? Va'ani svilasi l'cha Hashem eis ratzen. So you see that from the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi is reading the pasuk like this. Va'ani means, and I daven. Va'ani is I daven. That what? What do I daven? That tfilasi l'cha Hashem eis ratzen. That my tfilas to you, that my tfilah to you should be at a time of ratzen. So it's like actually very appropriate that before davening, right before we're about to start, Adayin Olam is the beginning of Shachris, we're about to start Shachris, and we start off davening to Hashem that the upcoming tefillah should be at a time of Ratzin. And it's interesting because Rashi in Tehillim sounds like he's learning like this. He says, Vani tefilasi l'cha Hashem, yehi eis tefilasi eis Ratzin. That shall be. We're asking, Hashem, David HaMelech is asking Hashem for something. He's asking that the time of his tefillah should be a time of Ratzin, a favorable time in Shemayim. In fact, we find such a tefillah. We say, in Avinu Malkeinu, Tehei Hasha Hazois, She'as Rachem and Veis Ratzen Mofanach. There should be a time of Rachem and Veis Ratzen. So there's such a thing as davening, that when we daven, that it should be a time of Ratzen. We're allowed to, we daven for such a thing. Just to add one thing, perhaps it's a little bit, the pasuk is a little bit lacking a word. It should say, Vani aspalol vetfilasi. Right? The way the Yerushalmi is learning, it's Vani I daven that tfilasi lacha. So, just that, it's interesting because David HaMelech says, Ani tfila, I am tfila. And that means that the essence, the Ani of David HaMelech, who was David? He was, his essence was tfila, Vani tfila. So when he says Vani, what that means is, what's the Ani of David HaMelech? The Ani of David HaMelech is tfila. So Vani incorporates this that he's davening, because that's what Ani, the Ani of David HaMelech was. So it could be it's not lacking a word. It lies in the Vani, is Vani tefila. That what? That tefila selecha, that my tefila should be Yisratzen. Okay. Like this. But if you look, the Yitzfila points this out, that the Gemara, the Bavli, the Gemara Bracha sounds like a different way to understand this pasuk. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara is in Bracha, Stav Zayin, Mabez on the bottom. The Gemara says, Omer le Rabbi Yitzchak le Rav Nachman. Rabbi Yitzchak told Rav Nachman, My time olayasi mar lebe knishta litzle. Why didn't you, Rav Nachman, come to shul and to gedavin? Omer le lo yechilna. I wasn't able to come. Rashi says, because he wasn't, he was sick, he was tashkech, he was shvach. Okay. So that wasn't enough. He said, okay, omar le lichnefi lemar asara velitzli. Why didn't you gather 10 people and make your own minion? You couldn't come to shul, but make a minion. You get to feel betzira. Omar le trichli milsa. That was a tircha to do such a thing. I couldn't do it. To gather a minion together is too much. Then he said, it's not enough. Velema le mar. You should have told, l'shlucha de tzibura, you should have told the shlucha tzibura. In the Damatzli Tzibura, when the Tzibur is davening, that they should come, Leisi Veloy De Lamar. They should come notifying you when at the exact time that they're davening, and then you should have davened at that time. So even though you couldn't make it to Shul, but you should have got a messenger to send you a text, right? When the Tfil the Tzibur is, you should have got a messenger to say when they're davening, and you should have davened at that time. So he said, Omale, my Kuli Hai, what's this about? What's the Indian to do such a thing? I'm not there. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, what does the pasuk mean? That David HaMelech says, "Vani tefilasi l'cha Hashem eis ratzin." Eim osai eis ratzin. When is a time of ratzin in Shemayim? B'sho shehatzibur mespatlan. At the time that the tzibur is davening. So, What the Marsha explains here, that what David HaMelech is saying is the Lashon is Vani Tfilasi. Tfilasi is the Lashon Yochid, my personal prayer. Meaning David HaMelech is saying, when I didn't make it to Shul, and I couldn't, and it was a Tfilasi, it was a Tfilas Yochid, it was Yechidus, but Vani, the way they explain is Vani, and I arranged. What did I do? Avani, I arranged that Tfilasi, L'cha Hashem Mitzratzen, that my Tfila will be at a time of Ratzin. So this pasuk is a makar to do such a thing that to even if you can't make the shul, but to daven at a time that the tzibur is davening. So va'ani means I arrange that my tefillah should be at a time of ratzon. So just understand this a little bit. This idea of tefillah b'tzibur seems as if from the Gemara that we see that tefillah b'tzibur inspires a time of ratzin in Shemayim. What's significant that tefillah b'tzibur? What is this about? So it's an interesting thing. I saw in the Biurei Agodes to the Milne Goyin on this Gemara on the Badim, Reb Avram, his son, writes a pirish on his father's beer, and he says some interesting words here. He says the words of the Milne Goyin are when he's talking about this Gemara, va'oz who eats ratzin. So he says like this. Hamtokas chesed u'gvura is the two, I guess you could call them extreme midas, is chesed, is to the right, and gvura is din, that's the other extreme. The sweetening, so to say, of the two extreme midas, of chesed and gvura, is b'tzibur. It's through tzibur. Tzibur inspires a sweetening of chesed and gvura. What does that mean? He says a fascinating thing. Ki tzibur, the word tzibur, oile, gematria, rachamim. It's the same gematria as rachamim. And we know that rachamim is sort of the middle, the road, the middle of the road between chesed and gvura. It's the blend. When you mix, when you have together chesed and gvura, the two extremes, the rachamim is right there in the middle. And he says, ki berachamim midas Yaakov. Rachamim is the mid of Yaakov. Mechuber chesed gvura. He connects chesed and gvura together. When you connect them together, you get rachamim. Midas Avram v'Yitzchak. The mid of Avram is chesed. The mid of Yitzchak is gvura din. And when you put them in mechaber them together, you get the midah of Yaakov, which is rachamim. So, what exactly does he mean? Tzibur inspires rachamim. What exactly? So, perhaps we could just explain a very interesting thing like this: that it's brought down in Kadmoinim that the word tzibur is Rosh HaTevis, an acronym for the following words: tzadikim, beinanim, urisham. Tzadi beis vavresh. Tzadikim beinanim rasham. That is because tzibur is comprised of all the parts of Klal Yisrael. We have the three parts of Klal Yisrael: tzadik beinanim rasham, and the tzibur is collectively when they're all together. That's tzibur. We know what's brought down in Sfarim that Hashem is noyheg with the tzadik with the mid of din in this world. The tzadik is able to be sustained through din. No one else could hold out with din. But a tzaddik is on that madriga that they could live through Hashem being noyeg with them with din. So therefore Hashem is it. That's really the ideal way is to live with the hanhaga of din. The Rasha, he doesn't have schosim, right? So how is he sustained? Through the mid of chesed. Hashem gives him in this world through the mid of chesed. So the hanhaga that Hashem has with the tzaddik is with din, and the hanhaga that Hashem has with the Rasha is chesed. So it could be that when the tzaddik and the bein and rasham come together as a tzibur, that's being ma'achad, that's being mechaber, like he says, being mechaber the different people in Klal Yisrael. So that could be inspires the anhog of rachamim, because the rachamim is when we connect, like he says, when we're mechaber chesed and gvura, that inspires the need of rachamim. So when we come as a tzibur and we have all the different parts of Klal Yisrael come together, the Hashem is noig with the tzaddik, with din, and the Rosha with chesed, they come together, that's ma'achad, that inspires rachamim. Could be perhaps that's a little bit of an understanding. But be it as it may, we see from Rabbi Avram that the idea of Eis Ratzon is the idea of that Hashem is, at a time of Eis Ratzon, Hashem is acting with rachamim, with compassion, with rachamim. But it's interesting because it seems like there's another way of understanding the concept of Eis Ratzon. What exactly is Eis Ratzon? Besides the way he's saying it, it goes along with it, but he said the Medrash. The Medrash Rabbah in Pashas Vaschanan says like this. Reb Chanina bar Papa sho'al Reb Shmuel bar Nachman. Ma'u d'chsev, what is this pasuk? V'anis v'ilotzli l'cho Hashem Eis Ratzon. Omer Eloi, he said to him, very interesting thing. Shari tefilo, the gates of tefilo, po'omim psuchim, po'omim nu'ulam. The gates of tefilo, that means that when our tefilas go up to Shemaim, it's not just automatic, they go up straight to Hashem. They have to go through gates. They have to go through sha'ar. That's the way Hashem designed. And these gates are not always open. That's not so simple, right? But they have to be open. So an Eis Ratzon is a special time when the gates are open and our tefillahs are able to go up very easily. That's the idea, the concept of Eis Ratzon. You see, another aspect of Eis Ratzon is when the sha'arim are open. It's a very interesting thing. With this could be we could understand. In this week's parasha, there's a balat turim, a very interesting balat turim. The pasuk in this week's parasha says, "Vayitzei vayikatz Yaakov mishnosoi vayoymer." Yaakov wakes up from his sleep and he says, "Achin yesh Hashem b'mokam hazev anoichi layodati." There's Hashem here, and I didn't know. Vayira vayomer, and you got ma noira mokem as ein ze akim beis elakim v'zeh shara shemayim. But the Baal HaTurim notes a very interesting thing. The first four words of that pasuk is vayikatz Yaakov mishnosay vayomer. So he says the last letters, the soife tevis of these four words, vayikatz tzadi, Yaakov beis, mishnosay vav, vayomer resh. That spells straight tzibur. So he says like this: Soife tevois tzibur. What does that mean? Loimar. This tells us she ain't filosoi shalodim nishmas Ela b'tzibur. A person's tefillah is only heard, really heard, b'tzibur. So he doesn't really explain. It's very nice that you see from this pasuk tzibur, but what? How do you see that a person's tefillahs are heard b'tzibur? It doesn't explain. So it could be, right? What could be based on with this medrash that the way a person's tefillahs are heard is when the shari shemayim, the shari tefillah, are open. That's when a person's tefillahs. That's an eis ratzon. When a person's tefillahs are heard is when they're open. And the pasuk says, "Vayira," he got afraid. "Vayira manoyer makom hazeh ein zekim beis alekim v'zeh shar hashamayim." And this is the shar hashamayim, the shar hashamayim. So actually, the Baal Turim over there says another interesting thing. He says the pasuk says v'zeh shar hashamayim, and then the next word of the next pasuk right afterwards is vayashke, woke up in the morning. So he says the connection between v'zeh shar hashamayim and vayashke, loymer sheba alois hashachar in the morning when people are getting up. That's when they're opening up the gates of Shemayim. And it's a good time to daven then. So you see that, and that's the connection between Zeh Shar HaShemayim and Vayashkim. That in Alois HaShachar it's a time of Shar HaShemayim. So you see that Shar HaShemayim is when the Shari Tefillah are opening up. So it could be, back to the first Baal Turim, that Tzibur teaches us that the person's tefillah is heard in Shemayim, in Tzibur. What connection? Because the pasuk continues to say Zeh Shar Shemayim. And Zeh Shar Shemayim means that the gates are opening up. And that's why a person's tefillahs are heard in Tzibur, because when we daven in Tzibur, you have that eis ratzon that the gates are open. That could be the idea in this week's parasha. So just want to, I think it's important to understand the idea of tefillah b'tzibur and the significance and what exactly this means, especially with the Gemara's telling us, v'ani tefilasi, that even if you're not davening b'tzibur, but if you're davening at the same time, how does this work? What does this mean? So I used to think that it's, since the sha'arim are open, so then you could send your tefillah up at the same time. But I think it's more than that. And in fact, the Paiskim talk about this. They say you can't just say, oh, I know of any shtibel in town that's davening now, so I could. They say that it's your minion, the minion that you're part of. That's the one that's going to work for you. That's the one that you're supposed to go about. So it's not just if there's someone davening in town, and that's your. And you see from there that the idea is that really this is a concept in tefillah b'tzibur in general. That tefillah b'tzibur, the significance of tefillah b'tzibur is not just that since I'm davening with other people, so it has a significance. The idea of tefillah b'tzibur is that when everyone davens together, all our tefillahs become one tefillah, and it's a tefillah tzibur. And a tefillah tzibur has special powers. That's the idea. It's not just that I'm davening with you, and when we daven all together, all our tefillahs become one tefillah, and that's what makes it so powerful. In fact, the it's brought down, the Paiskim can bring down, from the Arizal, Chayodim writes, he says like this, it's brought down that many have the minig before davening to be makabel on themselves the mitzvah of a hafta l'recha kamaicha. Some siddurim have printed, ani makabel alatzmi, the mitzvah of a hafta l'recha kamaicha. What in the world is that? Well, we should makabel before davening every mitzvah. What's this about? So it says from the Arizal, they bring down like this. Yikabel, this is the chayadim writing over. Yikabel alatzmi b'protas, leho yivkol echod v'echod v'bnei yisol kegufay. Person should, before davening, be makabel on himself to love every single person in Klal Yisrael. K'maisha kasa v'hafta l'orecha k'maicha. V'al yidei zeh, and through this, yuchlal tfilosoi b'chlal tfilas kol Yisrael v'yul achodah. Meaning, through this, a person's tefillah is nichlal in the tefillah of Klal Yisrael. That means that since tefillah b'tzibur is that one collective tefillah, so it's not automatic. If a person doesn't feel one with everyone else in the whole tzibur, then in what way could his tefillah be connected and interconnected with everyone else's tefillah? So for that, we have to give hakdama. We say, we work on that, being mechazik, our achdus, and then through that, our tefillahs could all be considered one tefillah. It's not an automatic thing. I bumped into something very interesting. The Sefer Seder Hayoim. So, in my print here, in the back, there's something called the Maimer Eis Ratzon. And it's not written. It's not written by the Seder Hayoim. It came way after by a Makubal Rabbi Yeshaya Mishaya Osher Zelig Margolis. So he has over here. It's very fascinating. He lists like 17 different times of Ratzon. He's got all different times. Shvi Shal Pesach, Shabbos Ma Mincha is a famous one. He goes Nesias Kapayim, Aseres Mei Tshuva, right when they take out the Sefer Torah. Anyways, so the fifth one, Ois Hei, is Tefillah Betzibur. That's, and yeah, he talks about it a lot. I found something very interesting. He says like this. Nearly, this piece is, he's quoting the Sefer Magid Taluma. It says from the Sefer, nearly, Eis Ratzain, the two words, Eis Ratzain, Begematria Tfilo Betzibur, Imakayo. Tfilo Betzibur is Gematria 815, and Eis Ratzain is 816. So, Tfilo Betzibur, Imakayo, is the same Gematria as Eis Ratzain. Ratzeloimar, interesting, Pshat. Kishayichlol Asma Imohem. When you're koilel yourself with the tzibur, afilu lo yispalim imam, even if you're not with them, you shulam misper eis ratzon, then you reach eis ratzon. Meaning to say is that the way I could tap into the eis ratzon when I'm not davening with tzibur, the way I could tap into that is when I'm koilel myself with the tzibur. When I include myself with the tzibur, then I tap into that eis ratzon that there is. It's just something to keep in mind that when we're davening with tzibur, and then we're davening not with the tzibur, but this idea that the power of Tefillah Betzibur is not automatic, and we have to first, after Lech Kamecha, we have to become Be'achtos, and that way, our Tefillah could be part of the Tefillah Betzibur. Just as a side, perhaps we could explain the Va'ani with this. According to the Bavli, what is the Va'ani? It's an interesting thing. We mentioned before that Tzibur is Tzadikim Beininim Urishon. That's a little interesting. Why does the Rasha get the Vav? Urisham. So it's perhaps an interesting thing that we know that the Chazal say that the Lulav, Esek, Hadas, and Ravas are parallel to different people in Klal Yisrael. The Lulav is someone who has Torah without Meisim Tovim, and the Hadassim has, right? So the Arava is the Rasha. He doesn't have Torah and Meisim Tovim. So there's an interesting line in the Vilna Gaon in Daras Eliyahu, the Parshas V'zayis HaBracha, he talks about this magician. He says like this. Loi tam v'loi reach, the one that doesn't have tam and reach, is beloi tayr or beloi mitzvah. He's the one who's without tayr and without mitzvah. Rak, but what does he have? She'ein porshe midarki hatzibur. He doesn't disconnect himself from the tzibur. He's connected with the tzibur. That's what he has. He doesn't have tayr, he doesn't have mitzvah. So what's his schus kiyim? What's his existence? His existence is l'maisa, he's part of the tzibur. See, it's an interesting thing. Could be that's why the Rasha has the Vav. We know that Vav is a Vav HaChibur. Vav, the letter Vav, it connects two words. Vav is always connected. The Rasha, his whole existence is based on this, that he has the Chibur with the other people in Klai Yisrael, with the Tzadikim and the Beinonim. So it's the Urisham. The Vav is, his whole existence is based on that Vav. So it could be, and just perhaps, that could be that's the Vani Tfilasi. Of course, David HaMelech, our existence is not our whole existence, but David HaMelech understood that when he's davening b'yechidus, and he's not, his whole existence, in his, not his existence, but the whole tefillah, that his whole kiyum of his tefillah, is going to be ve'ani, that he's, the chibur, that is ve'ani tefillasi, meaning to say, is when, in regard to his tefillah, when he's davening b'yechidus, what's going to make it that his tefillah is going to have a kiyum? What's going to make it that his tefillah is going to be part of Klal Yisrael and have a power? It's because ve'ani, because of this, that he was the vav of the ve'ani. Perhaps that's just a pshat. I just want to end off with something fascinating, amazing, and powerful words. The Rav Pinkas in Sha'ar B'Tefillah in Chiloy Ois Zayin, he talks about the idea of tefillah b'tzibur. And he brings down, he quotes from the Sefer Rosh HaGiva. The Sefer Rosh HaGiva was one of the Svarim of the Rav Pinchas Mipalotsk. He was the Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, known as the Palotsker Magid. So the Palotsker Magid, first, his quotation, he first brings down from a Zera Kodesh in Parshas Vayishlach. And I'll read his words, very unbelievable words. The Zera Kodesh says like this. So on the Pasuk, Vayira Yaakov Mo'od Vayitzeloi. Yaakov was very afraid, right? So the Zohar HaKadosh says like this. V'harei kivon shekol machanos hakadoshim hoyu itoi, since he had all the machanos hakadoshim with him, v'lomo loy liyos yarei, what's the Yaakov Avinu so afraid of? Mipnei shehoyu levadoi, because he was alone. Utfilas yachid and a tefillah of a yachid, eino ela gavon echad. The tefillah of a yachid, says the Zera Kaddish, is only one color. Ve'eino mesukenes lehiskabel katfil sibra. It's not mesukin to be miskabel the same way at tefil sibra. Why? So this is a little kabbalistic. Ki hamalach sandalfoin, the malach sandalfoin, hamamuna al tefilas yisrael. That malach is the one that's mamuna. He's in charge of the tefilas of Klal Yisrael. Roikim, he embroiders va'oisa atora, and he makes like a crown. Mishlal tzvoim, from all the different colors. Lechei ho'elamim. To the Eibishter. Keser Kavod, the beautiful embroidered Keser. Mitfilosan Shal Yisrael, from the Tfil of Klal Yisrael. V'lochein, says the Zera Kaddish, Tfilo B'tzibur, HaKoileles, that includes Kama Mine Gvonim, many colors. Efshir, oh, such a Tfilo, Efshir Shetasa Klil V'ator L'chei Lomim. Only such a Tfilo, Tfilo B'tzibur, that incorporates so many different colors, could be a beautiful embroidered Keser for Hashem. Masha enkin tefilas yachid, but tefilas yachid, she rag gavan echad, it's only one color. V'i efshar lo liyo is atorim urkamis. It can't be a beautiful embroidered Keser. These are the words of the Zera Kaddish. Says the Palotzker Magid, and this is a quotation of his words, based on the Zera. B'mailas tefila b'tzibur, the idea of the mail of a tefila b'tzibur, kol ish kefimi dosli b'tzedek, every person, according to his midah, ukafi mehiros v'simchas liboy, according to his level of simchas leiv, b'shas tefilos at the time that he's davening, yoytzim hagvanim. That's how the colors shine through. Yei shemespalo mitoich meriros liboy. There's one person in shul who's davening. He's bitter. He's going through a terrible situation. Umoytzei psilin v'chut shachar, and he's sending up threads. Threads that are black. V'yesh mitaycha oisha. One person is davening from wealth. He just had a good day in business. V'yesh mitaycha oini. One person is struggling financially. V'yesh mitaych shimcha shel mitzvah. Another yid standing there is davening with. He just finished a mitzvah. He has simcha shel mitzvah. V'yesh mitaycha toira. One person just finished learning for 3 hours. He's mitaycha toira. V'yesh mitaycha tzedek. V'yesh mitaycha tshuva. V'yesh mitaychat tainis. Loi gavan shel zeh ki gavan shel zeh. The one color is not the same as the other. Yesh peh shumapik margolius b'tfilase. There's one mouth that's sending forth, spewing forth beautiful gems. V'yesh peh shemalav zekukin dinar. There's another mouth that's shooting forth fire. V'avonim tevis, beautiful stones. V'ein misper legevonim, and there's no one, the amount of colors hayoytzim in tefilos Yisrael that come out from a tefillah of a tzibur. Ubaruch hachem arosim, benched is the Eibishter, sheyodeya ma yesh b'leiv kol echad v'echad. He knows what's in the heart of everyone. V'yodeya madregosai, and he knows the madrego v'sherish neshmosai shel kol echad. Umikulam yachad, and from everyone together, mishuzeres umerukemes, it's twisted together and embroidered together. Klil hoder v'yofa, beautiful crown. Liyos atora b'roish elekeinu yizbarach, to be a crown, kaviyochel, on the roish of Hashem, kaviyochel. Then he goes on to say a tremendous chiddush. El molei kosev yashal amrei. Ulechein omru chazal, Gemara in Krisos, kol tainis she'ein bo mipoishi Yisrael ein a tainis. Any tainis that does not have from the sinners of Klal Yisrael, it's not a tainis. Shekol hayoyfi shal haTorah, the whole beauty of this crown, yele po'amim, sometimes comes minakude shchuris, comes from the black dots. Yaiser mi gavan alovan. Sometimes it's more from the black than from the white. Oya adam, or from the red. Oya zav, from the gold. You can't have one without the other. Ki achas el achas bit star from yachad. When you have everything come together, nasa klila seifi. That's a beautiful crown. Masha Enkin, if you'd be missing out that black thread. The Yeshlan Ulilmid Musr Miyakov Avinu, says the Palotzker. We shall learn Musr from Yaakov Avinu. Shoya Bechir Shaba Avis. Yaakov Avinu was the Bechir Avis. Vitsurasi Chukuka Tachas Kisya Kovid. And still, Vlay Ratzel Lismichal Tfilasai. He didn't want to be saying on his own tefillah. Why? Because he was alone. The bottom line is he was davening himself. And he goes on to say how important it is to daven b'tzibur because of this. We see an amazing thing that the ma'ala of tefillah b'tzibur is that it brings such a beauty when everyone comes together to daven. It becomes one tefillah, but every person in the matzav that they're in, every person it adds to the beautiful keser that our tefillahs produce. Okay, shukra.